Good morning, 8:38, Finger Lakes Morning News. It's time to get healthy with Finger Lakes Health. Laura Turbide is back. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And we got all kinds of exciting news to talk about in terms of women's health. Before we get to that, any other seminars or news or new buildings going up or anything?
No, we are. I will say this. I want to give a shout out while we're here to the Geneva Fire Departments as well as Border City, who came and responded during all of that rain. The health system, we had some rain coming through and some flooding, as did many people. I think they responded to something like 30 calls. So I just want to say, related, no new facilities, but related to making sure our facilities were in good working order and there for patients who needed us. I just wanted to give a shout out to Nestor Hose and Hydrant Hose and Border City, and I hope I'm not forgetting someone, but basically all three companies from Geneva and Border City. So they had a great response on Sunday for us, and we were going to try to thank them with something tonight. So we just want to say thanks and shout out to everybody who volunteers, and they make a huge difference.
That's great. I heard about the bad weather. I missed it all being away on vacation. So let's meet our guest and talk about some exciting women's health news and services.
I am thrilled that we've been talking a lot about mammography, because if people know, we are fundraising to be able to bring 3D mammography to Finger Lakes Health. And that meant our first step was at Women's Health at Geneva General. And we are now still fundraising to bring 3D mammography to Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hospital. And the plan is to do an install in the fall. So we're aiming to get that in and aiming towards Breast Health Month in October, that we will be celebrating with 3D equipment at both. We also, our partners at Finger Lakes Radiology, we're so thrilled. They're such an incredible group of radiologists to work with. They have recently brought breast MRI services to our MRI that they offer at Geneva General Hospital. So we'll talk about all that, but the right person to do it is Lisa Davis, who is our clinical coordinator for mammography. We were just saying this. She's been with us 22 years, has worked both at Soldiers and Sailors and at Geneva. And obviously, I think her love, of course, is mammography, but she also oversees bone density, ultrasound, and all of the services that wrap around stereotactic breast biopsy, all of the things that we do for women's health. What we're going to talk about today is not just mammo and Lisa's expertise in mammography. We know 1 in 8 women are diagnosed with breast cancer, and we know early detection is the best. Screening and early detection is our best option here. But we're bringing to the community something very new, which is going to be just walk-in days, both at Soldiers and Sailors and at Geneva. And we'll talk a lot about why, and that we know there's thousands of women still not getting screening. And so we're going to try to make it easy. I just had mine yesterday after being due in May. So things get in the way for us folks. And so find the time, make the time, and we're going to help make it easy for you. And Lisa's going to talk to us a little bit about the recent accreditation as well as these walk-in days. So thanks,
right.
Lisa.
Lisa, welcome back. Good to have you here.
Thank you. Good morning.
So let's start with that. That's just, it's a big thing to try to make an appointment with a provider and make it work around their schedule and your work schedule and everything else. And so we have walk-in days. Tell us about those.
Yes, we're starting our brand new walk-in days. We're starting in October. So we are doing October 14th, which is Columbus Day, November 11th, which is Veterans Day, and December 9th, which is, just the second Monday of the month. That's our plan going forward. Second Monday of the month will be our walk-in days. We plan on seeing patients from 7:30 to probably about 11:30, and then 12:45 to about 4:30. It'll be walk-ins, first come, first serve. Screenings only. That means patients with symptoms really have to see their physician, get an order from their physician, so we assure that they are getting the proper care, the proper tests being done. We also do self-referrals. They don't need an order from a physician for a screening mammogram. We're really excited about it. A lot of women don't like to take the time off of work to get their mammograms done. A lot of places are off those days. If they know that they can walk in and get served without an appointment, I think that's going to bring a lot of people through the door. If it's successful, we may consider another day during the week, maybe a weekend day once a month. We'll see what works. Soldiers and Sailors is also going to do that starting in October 16th, November 20th, and December 18th. And they're going to be 9:30 to 6. Okay. And like I said, they're also just screening mammograms.
Right.
As with all of our patients, their mammograms aren't read. Their screening mammograms are not read the day of service. They're read the following day. We call back if we need to. We send normal letters if everything is fine.
So if someone comes in who hasn't been a patient before or they're not in your system, in terms of records, is there anything they need to do to get records transferred? Or
we have everybody sign a records release. A lot of places can do it electronically. We get a lot of discs in. We can load all of that stuff into our system. And that is about the single most important thing when you're reading mammograms. If somebody's had previous, you have previous to compare with.
Right.
You're looking for subtle changes from year to year. So previous is a big thing.
So, Laura, we talk a lot about Finger Lakes Health has been out in front of the curve in a lot of areas. And here's another one. Is this going to be something that spreads to other disciplines? Is more ability to just walk in and see providers and not have to schedule appointments?
Without question, as you've heard, access is critical to us, and especially in a rural area. We know not every, we hope that employers are trying to make it easier. There also are low and no cost ways to get a mammogram, so we don't want cost or having to get time off from work or anything else, especially for those callbacks. We even have some foundation support that was actually raised by the Finger Lakes Technical and Career Center a few years back. They did a special day, they raised some funds. So we have the ability to help folks if they have a callback and might need to take an extra time off. So I would say access across the board is critical to us in a rural area. You're hearing about us talking about things we were just here about, telemedicine, for example. How can we increase access, increase the likelihood that people are going to get preventative care, focus on issues of population health, ways to basically keep you well and out of the hospital, truthfully. That's the aim. And this is one other way. The same with things like, of course, our ability to work focus on colorectal cancer screenings, and to obviously that is something you need to prep for and come in for, but we do know that it really is still the gold standard of care. People talk about sort of you can get the mail-in kit, et cetera. It's a little more expensive, and it doesn't usually provide that same gold standard of reassurance. Plus, you can't address it when you're right there if there is a polyp or something found. So there's a lot of ways that we're really focusing on screening and access, and I think you're going to continue to see us find ways to say, how can we come to you? We've done that. We've brought blood pressure clinics out. We've had folks, as you know, Diana Modera and others at our community lunch program doing blood pressure screenings for years. So how can we be out where our community is delivering care? And this is just one more way. I think these walk-in, it's the third Wednesdays at Soldiers and Sailors, 9:30 to 6, beginning in October, the 16th, November 20th, and the 18th. And then we are talking about the second Mondays, October 14th, November 11th, and December 9th at Geneva. So really trying to offer that flexibility and offer some evening hours if you want to come in after work. I left the work at 4 o'clock yesterday and said I have an appointment. Went over at 10 to 4. I took my keys and said, Ria, I'll see you tomorrow. I was back in my office at about 25 after 4, 4:30, yeah. Which of course I'm right there. But I actually thought, I'm not going to go home. I can have time to get right back to work. So it was very timely and responsive to my needs. And I know that that's the way we work to build around everyone. And it is a great way, I think, for us to be out in front of things. And so we're seeing it more with primary care offices, telemed, our urgent cares, expanding hours, anything we can do to make sure people are accessing care before things become a problem.
Lisa, I wanted to ask you, because when anybody comes in to discuss women's health, we went through a period a couple of years ago, there was some discussion about mammography guidelines, when you should have them, and that all sort of got hashed out. So what's the latest thinking for a healthy woman, no family history, when and how often should you have a mammogram?
Yearly screening beginning at age 40. And that's the American College of Radiology recommendations.
Right.
Also, the American College of Gynecology and Obstetrics also recommends yearly after 40. And that's what our radiologists go by. Even family history, if your first-degree relative, mother, daughter, sister is older, you can still start screening at 40. If you've got a young mom in her 30s, 40s, they're obviously, their daughters are going to start earlier than that, because we always want to make sure that we're checking.
You mentioned the convenience factor earlier, but I think also in many women there's the fear factor. They're afraid to have a mammogram because they're afraid of what they might find out. Do you think that this walk-in where they can do it kind of quickly and get back to work, is that going to maybe cause a few more women to just say, yeah, let me go ahead and do this?
I think it will, because when you have an appointment, you think about it. And you build up the anxiety, and you think, oh, I really don't want to go. And we hear that a lot. People come in and go, oh, I almost canceled my appointment. I really don't like this. It's uncomfortable. Yeah, it is uncomfortable, but it's short, and it's worth it. We want to find something early. That's our major goal. And that being said, we have a full complement of breast health services. We're an American College of Radiology Breast Center Imaging of Excellence, which means we offer breast ultrasounds, we offer breast ultrasound biopsies, we offer stereotactic breast biopsies, mammograms.
Which, let me just jump in, because Laura used that term earlier, and I saw it on the flhealth.org page about women's services. Stereotactic, what does that mean?
That's a breast biopsy by means of using mammography equipment. So instead of an ultrasound, you're laying, your breast is compressed. We use x-ray mammography guidelines to find the lesion that we're looking for and biopsy it that way. It's just a different way. Mostly we biopsy that for calcifications that way. Probably 75% of our biopsy is under ultrasound. One, it's easier on the patient. We can't see calcifications under ultrasound. That's the reason we do stereotactic.
And as Laura said earlier, the equipment is no better than the people who read and interpret those images, and you're blessed to have some great radiological people to do that.
Yes, we are. Our radiologists, I believe, are second to none. We have great radiologists. They care about our patients. They speak to our patients. They treat them like they were their family.
I want to mention just real quick, we've been focusing on breast health and breast cancer, but also you do bone density screening, which is an early indicator of osteoporosis.
Yes, we do. We usually start that at age 50. It's every 2 years unless you've been diagnosed with osteoporosis and are on some bone density medication, Fosamax, something like that, that helps increase the strength of your bones. So we do that. That's an easy test. 10 minutes, you're in and out. That being said, if you have an order and you come in for a walk-in mammogram, if you have an order from your physician for a bone density test, we'll be happy to do that while you're there also. In our department, we also do ultrasounds. We do pretty much all types of ultrasounds except for vascular and cardiac within our women's health department. And you don't have to be a woman to come over there for your ultrasound.
Right.
So.
All right, Laura, run down, we got a couple minutes, let's just run down those walk-in days. Some are at Geneva General, some are at Soldiers and Sailors.
Absolutely. So we have Mondays, October 14th, November 11th, and December 9th. And remember, those are two of them are sometimes holidays for people to be off, so a great day to come in. And that's at Geneva. And of course, that's 7:30 a.m. to around 11:30, and then 12:45 to 4:30. So we're kind of bookending your day and giving you a chance to really get in there early in the day. If you're someone who really works and wants to come sort of later in the evening, we also have some opportunities down at Soldiers and Sailors, where we expect to have 3D mammography installed this fall, October 16th, November 20th, and December 18th. And they'll be doing 9:30 to 6 p.m., and that's going to be the third Wednesdays going forward. So really, as Lisa said, we're really just trying to cast that net wide, get people in who haven't been in. Again, it's for screening only. That's the only real caveat, is if you have real concerns with your breasts or any kind of concern or symptoms, you should definitely be seeing your primary care physician and really making sure you're under a physician's care. Otherwise, I walked in yesterday with no order. I just myself. And again, it's that some people avoid it because of the anticipation. No, you can sort of decide sort of on a whim that day to come on in, get it done. As I said, thousands of women in our area we know are fit this guideline in terms of age requirements and are not coming in. And we really know that getting people early, come with a friend, make a day of it, grab a lunch, do whatever it takes to sort of get yourself there. Again, as I said, it was brief. It was, I had a conversation with Jeannie the whole time. And honestly, it wasn't uncomfortable for me. Other people have said I think it's dependent on the person and the time of the month and everything else, how much caffeine you've had, a whole host of things.
Absolutely.
But some have said a little more compression, or they felt a little more with the 3D. Other people, it's just a different machine. A different angle. I felt, truthfully, less yesterday. I thought to myself, wow, I was surprised that really, literally no discomfort, truthfully.
Great. Can I throw one more thing
in? Sure,
please
do.
Can we talk about cost a little bit? Laura touched on it a little bit. New York State law states you don't get a copay, you don't get towards your deductible for a screening mammogram. There's no cost. If you don't have insurance, the Cancer Screening Program is a great resource. Please call us. We'll get you your number. We'll get you set up with that. There should be no cost a screening mammogram, so that shouldn't be an excuse not to get your mammogram. Also, with the Cancer Screening Program, if we do a screening, we find something. You have to have a biopsy, you have to have surgery. Cancer Screening Program covers that up to diagnosis, and then they will fit you in with another program if they can.
All right, terrific. Thanks for coming in, and thanks for the updates. And Laura, thank you, like I said, for being out in front of the curve again. We appreciate the time and good news.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for the time. We'll talk again in a couple of weeks. It's 8:54 now on the Finger Lakes Morning News.